Good morning. This is Matt with your outdoor report for the week of October 31st, as prepared by Steve Suman. Hey, it looks like a pretty darn good week weather-wise, except for a chance of rain on Friday and Saturday. Otherwise, we're looking at highs ranging from 70 to 50 and lows between 35 and 50. Remember, the daylight saving time ends officially at 2 a.m. this coming Sunday, November 6th. So when you go to bed Saturday night, set your clocks back 1 hour. Well, let's check in with Jared at Hayward Bait and see what he's up to. Jared says musky fishing is remaining steady. Many anglers switch to 12 to 15-inch suckers on live bait rigs as their main tactic, and it's working well. Fish are coming from many different lakes and depths, with most catches near or over weeds in 10 to 15 feet. If you cast, think big, with big bulldogs, swim baits, and glide baits the key. Walleye action remains slow with the up-and-down weather, and live bait is the key to moving finicky fish. Anglers are catching fish in various depths, with some tight to bottom in 25 to 40 feet. Reel up deep fish slowly to limit stress on the air bladders, especially fish you intend to release. Other fish are chasing panfish, hugging remaining shallow weeds. Northern pike fishing is steady. Anglers report fish in 10 to 25 feet, but the key is remaining weeds or structure. Fish are aggressive enough to chase down baits, though many catches are by walleye anglers using live bait. Husky jerk swim baits and spoons are also working well for pike. Largemouth and smallmouth bass fishing and success reports are again unavailable. Crappies are still roaming basins, but deeper in the water column. Other fish are holding tight to cribs, only venturing out during prime times to feed. Bluegill action tapered off as they slid deeper due to cooler weather and shallow weeds disappearing. Fish won't move far from these remaining shallow weeds, however, as insects are hatching and moving around there. Until early ice, the fish will hold to cover as long as it's healthy and provides food. Well, thanks, Jarrett. Let's get to the general fishing report. Anglers who didn't already store their boats are getting an extension of good weather open water season this fall. That doesn't mean fish are not already transitioning, though. Learn the most current transition changes by talking with the folks at your favorite bait and tackle store before you hit the water. The musky action's good to very good, and it's getting better nearly every day with the cooling water. Focus on weeds, weed edges, points, humps, and structure in 8 to 18 feet. Medium to large suckers on quick strike rigs are working best, but anglers are also catching fish on big bulldogs, stick baits, swim baits, jerk baits, and gliders. Do your figure eights when you get that lure back to the boat. Walleye fishing is still slow, but some anglers are having success. Fish are at varied depths from shallow to deep, and the trick is finding active fish. Shallower water is best in low light conditions. Going deep during the day is probably best, but you never know. Weeds, weed edges, rock, points, humps, flats are all possible holding areas. Baits of choice include walleye suckers and fatheads on jigs, spinners, and live bait rigs, jigging wraps, crankbaits, stickbaits, and beetle spins. Northern pike action is good and consistent. Fish are visiting various depths and cover. Most action is around weeds and weed edges in 8 to 25 feet, and as always, any place hosting panfish and baitfish concentrations. Top baits for pike include northern suckers, minnows, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, swim baits, husky jerks, jerkbaits, gliders, and swim baits. Largemouth bass anglers are not in great numbers at this time, but those who are finding fish are doing well. Find mid-depth to shallower weed areas holding panfish and baitfish, and you should be good to go. Live bait, spinners, spinnerbaits, minnow baits, and crankbaits all work at certain times. Offer the fish some options, and they'll tell you what they want. Crappie fishing's good to very good. Fish are schooling and low in the water column, in deep holes, basins, and cribs. Best fishing's in late afternoon into evening hours. Minnows, waxies, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs and small beetle spins and jigging wraps are all working on crappies. Bluegill and perch fishing has slowed somewhat, and not many anglers are currently targeting these species. Work shallow weeds, green weeds if you can find them, and you should have some success. Waxies, worms, small minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks with or without bobbers, are the best enticements. Some dates for you. Well, you know mink and muskrat trapping season opened on October 22nd, and non-resident raccoon hunting and trapping season opened on October 29th. Here's what's coming up. Beaver trapping and otter hunting and trapping open in the northern zone on November 5th. Woodcock season closes November 7th. Veterans Day is coming up on November 11th. November 12th through the 18th is Hayward Rod and Gun Club's rifle sight-in days. It's $6 per rifle. It's a good deal, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you want more details, you can call them at 715-634-4912. Elk season will close on November 13th and then reopen from December 8th through the 16th. Crow season closes on November 17th. Turkey season closes in zones 6 and 7 on November 18th. 9-day gun deer season coming up November 19th through the 27th. Duck season closes in the northern zone November 22nd. Thanksgiving Day is the 24th. Muzzleloader deer season starts November 28th and runs through December 7th. Mourning dove season will close on November 29th. And your four-day antlerless-only deer hunt is December 8th through the 11th. For more information on area events and activities, go to haywardareachamber.com or haywardlakes.com and click on the events calendar. It's full of good stuff. You can call us down at the office if you like. The number is 715-634-4801 for Hayward Lakes. And the chamber line is 715-634-8662. Hey, that's it for this week. I'm going to be taking a three-week break from the podcast in November as I'm going on a hunting trip out west with my nephew and great-nephew. John Myrie will take over for me until after Thanksgiving. Good luck with all your adventures in the outdoors.